We are the Power Broker.
Welcome back to another episode, y'all.
Yeah. You might be wondering why we're whispering.
It ain't the Yin Yang Twins whisper song.
Nah, no salt and pepper here. Mm-mm. Was it
that? I don't think those
are the lyrics. Did they have a song called Salt and Pepper? Mm-mm.
I don't think
Shake
so.
It like a salt pepper? Isn't that them?
Shake it like a salt shaker.
Shaker.
Shake it like a salt shaker.
Shake it like a... Okay.
Wow.
If I ever had a black card, it got revoked.
Once again.
Is there a Dominican card that you can get revoked? Okay.
Today
is
the day we solve all the mysteries you
of
guys
the
have
world.
Been talking about.
Maybe yes. Not the world. I'm exaggerating. Yes. But today is the day me and Sudi solve all these crimes.
All of them. Every single one of them, guys.
We're pushing it when we say all
we
of
are,
them.
We are.
We're probably just going to talk about it.
Well, they said the cat killed...
Curiosity.
Is that how that thing goes?
The curiosity killed the cat.
Curiosity killed...
Because that would be animal cruelty then. The cat.
It
is still animal cruelty. Because
you know who else got killed by curiosity, Michelle?
Tell me.
Those 12 people in DR.
That's too soon.
It is too soon. It's actually been 12 now because someone got killed yesterday, I think, or the day before yesterday.
So it's been 12 deaths in 18 months.
18 months, guys. And we're going to get to the
down
bottom.
To it. As a Dominican person, I would like to say that I had a feeling all along. I always wanted to do that.
Who did you have a feeling?
I think it was.
Who was?
The Dominican authorities. Listen, I don't want to get killed by my people. I love my people. Mm-hmm. A little bachata, a little merengue, a little salsa, okay. A little plátano. I love it. But think about it.
Okay.
There's just no coinkadink. Is that a word?
Yes.
Coinkadinko. Is that even, is that a better word?
Yes.
Coinkadinko. Why all these people happen to die in these Dominican Republic resorts. 4 deaths, one same resort. Come
Ooh.
On.
Listen, I think...
Tell me.
And you ask a lot of these Dominicans, they're just not drinking properly.
Okay, yeah. Dominicans are saying that my whole family is like, these Americans don't know how to drink. No, Americans know how to drink. Have you ever seen July 4th?
Mm-hmm.
Cinco de Mayo?
A frat party?
Oh, a frat party.
All right, now.
Hello. I got a little mustache in my mouth.
So good.
It's okay.
But what I'm thinking is, this is kind of like, I think the Dominican authorities are trying to scare Americans from coming in there.
Nope, I don't think that's what it is.
I don't know, man. I think so. Because why else would they just contaminate the liquor at a resort?
Because they want to make more money. Because tourism is probably their number one seller in income in Dominican Republic. So they're like, all right, listen, how can we make more money and not spend as much money? Counterfeit alcohol people. They're putting antifreeze in these alcohol, cutting the price of the alcohol, making it counterfeit, and selling it. Because think about it, all these cases, these people are going to the mini bars and drinking in their room. They're going to these bars in the resort and getting suddenly ill afterwards.
You know what I read, though? I read that it's actually the pesticides that they use for the gardening.
Yeah.
That is getting people sick. And then when people, like, breathing, it gets into their lungs and then they get sick from that.
But why is it that the majority of them got sick right after the bar then? It's not when they're stopping and smelling the pesticide roses.
Well, is the bar outdoors? That's what I'm saying. Like, maybe whatever they use to guarding outside is when they're breathing that in while they're drinking at the bar. Hey, having a good time. They get murked.
They get murked. Can you tell the people what murked is? I don't think everybody knows that Ebonics.
It means killed.
Pa, 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 pa.
Murder.
Clanks.
Goodbye. R.I.P.
R.I.P.
is those people, though. It's kind of sad, though.
Like,
people
just want to enjoy. It's really sad.
Yeah. People just want... You imagine you go to a resort and you just have a good time, and then they're over here killing you with their drinks. It's
ridiculous.
Well,
you can't imagine it because you'll be dead already. Oh, so you can't... Right. I mean, but then again, we've never been to the afterlife, so we don't know if we can imagine things
that
in the afterlife.
Fact.
Maybe.
And that is a mystery in itself.
Well,
what happens when you
after
die?
I don't want to talk about it. I have anxiety.
Ooh, she does. She gets very, very...
I don't like talking about death.
She doesn't care.
But no, honestly, rest in peace for the people that passed away. That stinks. But I do think it's too much of a coincidence that all these deaths are happening. I get your side, like, oh, maybe they're trying to scare people for not going to DR. Like you said, what happened in Mexico?
Yeah. So apparently, a lot of people have been killed in Cancun and then in Punta Cana and Playa Puerto, what is in Mexico?
Punta Cana is in the Dominican Republic.
I'm getting my countries.
You're getting like, we're trying to figure it out.
I'm sorry, it's the glasses. I can't see a goddamn thing with these. I'm going to take them off. But what I'm thinking is just, it's something is going on that they want to prevent Americans from going over there. Uh-huh. I think in solidarity. Uh-huh. With the Mexican government. The mustache is on.
Your mustache is so funny. And then my face. Oh, I got fuzz. I know. Mustache is like on one side of your cheek. It's okay, Charlie.
Listen, Chaplin. And I think actually.
Tell me.
The Tupac is in DR. I don't think it's in DR, but he's somewhere in an island. Okay. Because he's alive, guys. Okay. This is my biggest mystery that I would like to solve. I think the Tupac is alive. I don't know if he's still alive now. Maybe he probably died years later, but I don't think he died the night that they said that they died.
No, I'm pretty sure he died the same. Okay, so think about it. Okay, a person in his prime, like Tupac Shakur, why would he fake his own death and not, you know, resurface all these years later? And why no one can spot him? He has the most recognizable face in 1996 and 1997. Right. I don't know which year he died. That's why I said both of them. I know Biggie died. Okay. I think it was 96.
Okay.
Or 95.
I'm not sure.
He died like mid-90s.
Okay.
But, so.
See, but I think back then, not that many people could recognize him as. Like, if he would have died now, people would totally recognize him. Because we have but social media. We have Facebook. We have all these things. Celebrities cannot go anywhere now without being recognized. But back then.
Good point.
You know what I'm saying? Technology wasn't as advanced. So it was easy for him to disappear. This is what I think happened, people. I think him and Suge Knight and another person was in it.
One other person.
One more person was in it. The person that got him killed.
Not Biggie. Well,
quote-unquote shot Biggie. Him. So these are the things that happened. He was at the Mike Tyson fight, right? He got into a little altercation with a guy.
Okay.
Quote-unquote, he was a Crip or he was a Blood. One of those things.
Okay.
And after the fight, they are at a red light, stop, and then he gets shot at. Suge Knight doesn't get shot.
No.
Tupac gets shot 4 times.
No, he gets injured, I think, Suge Knight.
He gets, like, a bully, like,
he gets, like, grazes him. He gets injured. It's just not fatal.
Tupac gets shot in the arm and on the thigh and on the chest.
No, don't make it really casual. Like, oh, he got, I got the mustache in my mouth. It's like, oh, he got shot in the chest. He got shot in the chest.
Yeah, but I think he had a bulletproof vest that he always carried because 2 years prior to the shooting that night, he got shot. So he was always wearing a bulletproof vest. So I think he put the bulletproof vest on. The guy was like, Tupac was like, listen, shoot me in the chest, but I'm going to have the bulletproof on.
Absolutely
to protect
not.
Me.
Absolutely not.
Think about it.
No.
After that, they dropped to the hospital. And then a few days later.
So are the doctors in on it too?
No. This is what happens next. Okay. After he gets to the hospital, right? Suge Knight, they're all chilling there. Everybody's like panicking. Like, oh my God, Tupac is going to die. All these things. In reality, Tupac had all his bags packed up.
Oh.
A little helicopter was outside waiting for him. And they sneak in the back. They put a Tupac lookalike. And they left.
Okay, all right, cool. That's all more plausible than him just really dying.
Yes!
They hired a Tupac lookalike. Right.
Yes, he had money to do all that.
Of course. And then, so, if they went to the hospital, what happened at the hospital?
The hospital, they had to create a fake certificate and said that he died.
So, that means that more people besides just Suge Knight, Tupac,
of course, it takes a whole team to fake your own death, guys. You're not just going to have one or two people helping you with this.
So, there has to be doctors involved in it then.
Probably, yeah. Or maybe it was a nurse. You haven't seen movies, someone that dresses like a doctor, he gets in a bed, someone rolls him out of there.
Yeah, it's a movie for a reason, Sudie.
Yeah.
It's fake.
No, it's not. Movies sometimes are real.
Yes, it is. Stop touching your mustache, I'll touch mine more.
What I'm saying is, then Tupac left, right?
Like,
what a coincidence. What a coincidence that he gets cremated. No funeral. He's one of the biggest superstars around that time in the United States. And there's no... Look at how the Biggie funeral went. They shut down entire Brooklyn for Biggie. The entire New York City stopped. But not for Tupac? What a coincidence that he got cremated.
Spread love is the Brooklyn way.
And then, the person who cremated him has never been heard of
again. Okay, here's my thing. One, Suge Knight scares me. Just plain and simple. Never want to see this guy in an alleyway. Suge Knight scares me. I feel like he's been involved in every murder. JFK murder, it was Suge Knight. Okay? Listen. But the thing about Tupac and the whole murder thing is like, there's too many people that have to be involved in it. And he was in the hospital for... Okay, so he gets shot the 7th of September, okay?
Okay.
They don't declare him dead until the 13th of September. Mm-hmm. So he was in, like, this induced coma at the hospital.
Wow, an induced coma, enough time to plant someone in the room to pretend that is him. It's perfect. He's not talking. He's unconscious. Nobody can... Come on. It's the perfect plot, Tupac. And if you are out there,
so did they, oh, hold on. You are. Oh, okay. And he's watching our podcast.
Watching our podcast, Tupac. I just want to say well done. Well done, no. Sir. Because if I want to get away and fake my own death and stop paying these student loans, that will be the way out.
I just want to say one thing. Okay, Tupac had enough money to pay the whole entire world student loans, so I'm pretty sure that's not the motive for him to fake his own death. But I will say something. If Sudi disappears in a few days, you're going to know why. Okay, if she suddenly dies, it's because you didn't want to pay the rest of your student loans.
I'm going to be right with Tupac in my laser somewhere, no. Just chilling.
Okay, but no, I don't think Tupac is alive. I think he passed away. I think people want him to be alive. But think about it. Someone that is as legendary as Tupac, I don't know why he would want to fake his own death now. And then to have all these conspiracy theories and not resurface after all these years and be like, ta-da! I faked all you guys.
What would he do that? What would he come back after so many years and say, ha, I got you guys? The whole point was to disappear from everywhere so no one could bother the man.
But also, Suge Knight is in jail now. Right, yes, because the karma is real. In 2015, he did a hit and run, killed someone. Okay, Suge Knight should have been in jail a long time ago. But you're telling me that Suge Knight's in jail and he won't provide any information about Tupac to get out of jail? Like, hey, prosecutors, Tupac's still alive. I'll tell you where he's at.
Suge Knight's a smart man. He knows what he's doing.
You think so?
He definitely knows what he's doing. Damn. Another mystery, Michelle, that you always talk about.
Oh, shoot.
Is
the JonBenet Ramsey story. You don't even have to tell me. I know you're going to talk about it because this one pickles my brain. Is that a saying? Mm. It pickles my brain.
It pickles your brain.
It pickles my brain, JonBenet Ramsey. Okay. It's about a 6-year-old little girl that was a little pageant queen in the 90s that suddenly gets murdered.
Okay.
I'm going to put this knife down because I don't think it's respectful.
Did she get murdered at the pageant?
No. So, JonBenet Ramsey, you would think it's like a grown man, right?
Yeah, the name JonBenet. I thought that was a grown man who'd been divorced twice and has 3 cats.
No cats. No, it's a girl. She's 6 years old. She's this beautiful little blonde, blue-eyed girl. Her father is John Ramsey, and the mom's Patsy Ramsey, and her brother is Burke Ramsey. They are upper class. They are a wealthy, rich family. They have a lot of power and everything, so this is why I think they did it. So one night, the parents supposedly are out with the friends and family. They come back. The kids are in bed. A couple hours later, the mom wakes up, sees a note saying, "Dear blah blah blah, your kid has been stolen, and we need this amount of money, $118,000, very specific amount of number." And she starts freaking out. She calls the cops.
So at this point, she's been kidnapped. Apparently, JonBenet is not in her room.
Yeah, she's not in her room. Okay. Apparently, she's been kidnapped.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Hours later. So they call the cops. Mm-hmm. And then immediately afterwards, Patsy Ramsey, the mom, calls all their friends and family to come over. Uh-huh. Now, they're all in the house. You know what I'm saying?
I would do that, right?
I would not do that.
You wouldn't call all your families and friends if your daughter doesn't get kidnapped? I would totally call my whole family. We squatting up and we're looking for her.
Oh, you guys squatting up? Yeah. Squat up? No. So then the cops come, the detectives come. And, you know, they got to tell everybody to get out. So they're looking in their house, and the detectives and the cops are telling the father, like, look everywhere and look at places that might look odd or whatever.
Okay.
Oddly, the father is the one that finds her. The detective tells John Ramsey to start from, you know, the beginning to the back. But he starts from the back, which is the basement. He goes to the basement first.
So okay.
Oddly, he finds the body there.
The same night?
That same night. Is it the same night? Siri? Siri, same night? Is it the same night or the next? Okay, you're throwing me too much questions. I wasn't ready for it. Okay, I thought I did my research.
Anyway, so he finds her.
Yeah, he finds her. Has duct tape in the mouth, tied with the rope.
In the house.
In the basement.
Okay.
Okay, mm-hmm. There's no evidence that an intruder broke in to do any harm on this girl. Okay. Years later, they're like, oh, the cops are like, oh, we forgot that actually the window was broken in their house. Mm. But the thing is this, the window that was broken, if an intruder broke in, there would be glass inside the house.
Right.
Right, that the cops would have found on the crime scene. They didn't find anything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they wanted to stage it, like there was an intruder right. and, you know, broke the window from the inside out. But okay. other than that, there was no sign of any breakage into the house.
Okay.
Okay. But the son mm-hmm. had a lot of temper. He was smearing feces on JonBenet's wall. You know, JonBenet is probably like the apple of their eye, this beautiful little girl. It's a beauty pageant. She has all the attention on her. Mm-hmm. The son has anger issues.
How old is the son? Is the son like the older or younger?
Yeah, a few years older than her.
Okay.
So think about it.
And again, I'm asking these questions because I've never heard of this okay. case. Okay. I heard about the girl, the pageant girl, but I have no idea what it was about.
So she's like six and he's like nine at okay. the time. Okay. So I think what happened is he probably wanted to hit her. He had one of his temper tantrums, mm-hmm. hit her by accident, knocked her out,
okay.
and like killed her by accident. You know, parents found out, or maybe he told the parents, freaking out. They don't want their little kid, you know, to go to jail or whatever, because now one kid's dead. They're like, crap, we don't want to lose the other kid because we know he didn't do it out of malice. It was because he's a young kid and he's temper tantrum. So then they create all this plot. Think about it. They're a rich family that has connects. And the cops are like, we are stumped. We don't know what's going on, you know?
So you think the cops are in it too?
I think the cops and the town's officials are involved. They don't want to touch anything because a few hours after, JonBenet found his daughter dead. He's on the phone with his lawyer telling him to have a helicopter ready to go to, I think it was Atlanta or a different house that they own or something like that. And then, you know. In an interview, they interview like, why is that true? Why did you have the phone? Like, a couple hours after your kid is dead, you're on the phone with your lawyer. He's like, yes, because we didn't want to be there. We wanted to, you know, escape press, all the, you know, the griefing, yada, 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 whatever. But I find that very odd. I feel like my parents wouldn't be even able to stand up from the floor if I passed away. I think it would be 2 weeks before they can even say mutter a word. A week after their kid dies, they're on CNN, on the TV, talking about it. And they didn't want to talk to the police officers. They didn't want to have any, they didn't want any interviews with the police officers. You don't think that's interesting?
That is interesting. But because she was such a public figure, it's so easy for other people to hate on them.
Of course.
If someone kidnaps her and murders her and puts her in a basement is not like the craziest thing for someone else to do it. I see what you're saying. It's a valid point. But maybe, well, yeah, if the brother did it, I can see why the parents would try to cover it. But I can also see why someone in the neighborhood would try to do that. Think about it. If they live in a suburban area, you know how white people are. They leave the door open. Very trusting. You know,
they are trusting. I grew up in Baton Rouge.
Yeah. So
they live from New York. I'm not leaving my doors unlocked anymore.
Yeah, they leave the door open. They come in, bring pie, potato salad with raisins in it, all these things. And they probably know the whereabouts of where JonBenet is. So maybe a hater around the neighborhood did it and wrote a note and dumped it in the basement. And it was like, you know what? It's going to look suspicious and it's going to be the parents that are going to be looking like the first subject.
The written note was on the notepad of the mom. Like, the mom had a notepad and a pen, and it was written on her notepad and pen. And the detectives were saying that it looked like someone tried to make it look like a different handwriting. Like, not their own handwriting.
Okay.
And then the weapons that they used to hit JonBenet Ramsey, it was a paintbrush of the mom as well. Ooh. Like, so I'm just thinking, like, there's too many coincidences. I think the parents are in it, I think. And the mom passed away, actually, in 2009.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she had cancer. She passed away. And people, there's a conspiracy theory saying that on her deathbed, she wanted to say something, and, like, the husband ran in and didn't say anything. And now he's remarried, living his best life. And then the son just did an interview with Dr. Phil.
Really?
And he looked very weird. But then again, it's hard because, you know, your whole entire life, people think that you murdered your sister.
Yeah.
Or you did murder your sister. Or, you know, your sister got murdered and you are traumatized by that. So there could be a lot of different reasons why he acted very weird. He had a smirk on his face when he was talking to Dr. Phil. But we don't know if it's a smirk of evil malice or if it's a smirk of uncomfortableness and nervousness.
So has it been diagnosed that he has, like, some type of mental illness?
No, but they had a video of him when she passed away, and he was talking to a therapist, and he's like, "Do you know what happened to JonBenet Ramsey, your sister?" He's like, "Yeah, someone killed her." And they're like, "What do you mean?" Like, he was doing some crazy stuff. Hmm. And but then again, when you're little like that, you have no filter,
right?
So,
yeah,
you know. So
yeah, that's true.
It's difficult to say.
Huh. It points that it was the family, but then I wouldn't rule out other people in the neighborhood involved as well.
A pedophile a little bit ago came out and said that it was him that did it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I don't know. I just don't know, because they did an autopsy on the girl.
Yeah.
And they found out there was no sexual assault or, you know. Yeah. But they did say that they believe that her vaginal area was wiped.
Hmm. Interesting.
I don't know what that means. I don't know if she peed and her means. And like the mom wiped her hours before she passed away, or if whatever the case is.
Maybe we have to wait and see. This might be one of those things that the brother might come out and say that he did it, or the dad might come out and say that he did it, or the pedophile said that he did it. And
maybe we have to wait till the deathbed.
I think another mystery, which isn't a mystery, it is a mystery.
Okay.
Although they have a person that did it. Is okay. JFK.
JFK.
Listen, we're going to get very patriotic here, because
na, 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 na.
He was a great president. He wasn't alive.
I wasn't alive either. Maybe. But he was a good president.
I think he was a good president.
He was beautiful.
President. Yes.
Him and Jackie.
Do you think that the government did it?
Yeah, there's some conspiracy theories that they're part of the mafia, the Kennedys. Think about it. He dies, his brother dies, then their kid dies on an airplane years later in the 90s. We're like, what's going on with all these Kennedys dying?
Did they ever
and ask... beautiful.
Did they ever ask the murderer why he did it?
No! Because, okay, so they pinned it on my dude Harvey Lee Oswald. Okay, is that how you say his name?
Harvey Lee.
Harvey Lee Oswald.
Is it Lee Harvey Oswald?
That's what I said, right?
Yes.
That's exactly what I said. Yes. You see, sometimes you gotta just trust yourself. Yeah, so they blame it on him, right? So, he kills JFK, right? Shot to the head.
Right.
2 days later, they have him in custody, and then my dude Jack R. We're going to say Jack R. murders him. And the crazy thing is that both of JFK and Harvey Lee Oswald's murder was both on live TV. Okay? It's a little interesting that you murder someone, right? And then they catch you. And then 2 days later, you get murdered. Okay? It's like, hey, we're going to pin it on you. And so you can't say anything. We're going to murder you too. So now the mafia's out. The government's out. Now they think it's just this crazy person that killed JFK. And then they think that Jack R., we don't know if it's Ruby or Rudy, they killed Harvey Lee Oswald because maybe he was patriotic and he loved the president. But maybe my dude Jack was also part of the government.
I think the government did it. I would never put it past it. I absolutely think that it was a plot to get him out.
Yeah. Oh, because he didn't want to go into war. So they were like, listen, JFK, you got to bounce.
And he was too much for the people. I feel like when a president is loved so much for the people... for good reasons.
Yes. Oh, you know? Yeah, yeah. The good side.
The good side of it. They were like, listen, we have to figure out one way or another to get him out, because he's doing too many things that go against
what we believe. I'm actually surprised that Obama didn't get killed. I'm not going to lie.
Very surprised.
I was worried about my baby daddy.
I was so surprised.
Obama, please stay.
But yeah, like, it doesn't even make sense, because apparently the way that he got, the angle from when he got shot, it didn't match where they claimed that they found
Harvey Lee Oswald.
Yeah, or the gun where he shot it from. It's so crazy how, like, you can even find who killed Biggie, but you know the exact location, the angle, for JFK. And back then, the technology to find all these things, again, were not as advanced as it is now.
Think about it. It's like, he's the president. Of course, they're going to try to figure that out ASAP.
Yeah.
Or pin it on someone ASAP. But they say that the mafia was in it. Also, they said Marilyn Monroe's death was because she was sleeping with JFK and Robert Kennedy. Marilyn, maybe she knew what she was doing.
I don't know.
But she also died like at 36, so maybe she didn't know what she was doing.
Well, she was pretty young.
All right,
I didn't know that. Interesting.
Yeah, no.
Listen, I think people need to start paying more attention to Scandal, the TV show on Netflix, because they are legit telling us some stuff that people don't
want
to see.
What, Kerry Washington?
Yes.
I don't like Kerry Washington in Scandal. I love her as an actress, but I don't like her character. It's not my favorite.
I don't know, man. I love that show. I think they're saying so many stories and so many truthful stories that we We just need to pay attention. We trust our government too much as we saying this.
See, I don't listen. I know we only got like 36 subscribers.
Yeah.
But listen, government, I believe you. I believe everything you're saying. I'm not trying to go against you. Mark Zuckerberg. Yes. Who else I need to talk to?
The next person.
Oh, no.
That I think. You and I go back and forth about this. We went back and forth about this because Michelle.
I have no idea who you're about to say.
You're part of this group on Facebook. Oh. To serve this mystery.
Okay, yeah.
Kanika Jenkins.
Kanika. You might remember the case that happened almost 2 years ago, back in September 2017. I was hooked on this case. I actually am in a group. We're in a detective group on Facebook.
She actually is, like, legit in the group. And this happened in Chicago. She was 19 years old. She was such a baby. And I hate the fact that when they were reporting it, they spoke about her as a woman. Got found. Like, she's a teenage student. Like, relax,
she's
dude.
A baby.
Like, give it more importance to it. Yeah. Like, when you say a woman, it's just like, oh, a woman. I mean, although a woman has some urgency to it. But she was a student. She was 19 years old.
Yeah,
she's,
she was a baby. She was a baby. Yeah. But, yeah, so she went to a hotel around 11:30 with her friends for a party. And then a few hours later, she was dead.
She was dead. So the video surveillance, I'm sure a lot of people have seen it. So there's a video surveillance of her walking around the hotel for about an hour. So she leaves the room, right? She's with her friends in a room party.
Okay.
A whole bunch of teenagers, they're all drinking, having a good time. Her friends left. They're all leaving. Kanika and her friends are leaving.
Leaving where?
Leaving the room to go home. So her friend says, I left my wallet and my keys in the room. Her friends go back to the room to get the key and the wallet. Kanika walks away and wanders around.
Oh, they were leaving the party.
Yeah, they were leaving the party. Yeah. And she was with her friends. While she was leaving the party, her friends had to go back to the room. That's why a lot of people believe that her friends were in it. And her friends like, oh, hold on, I'll be right back. And then Kanika wandered along.
Why would they leave her drunk from herself? Why wouldn't they just
She was right. They were like right there in the room and said, I'm going to be right back to just get the keys, right? Because they left the key and the wallet in the room. When they come back.
But they were in the hallway.
Yeah, they were in the hallway. When they come back out, Kanika's gone. So
why would they leave her friend that's drunk in the hallway by herself? Why wouldn't they bring her with her? Unless they were also really, really drunk and not.
I'm assuming they were probably drunk too. Yeah, because everybody's drinking.
Hold on. So they're leaving the party. But what happened to, if you guys know this case, it was really controversial because there was a Facebook Live video.
Yes.
Of her best friend in the Facebook. We're lit, we're drinking, there was guys and everything. And you hear in the background some stuff that made people speculate that Kanika was getting raped.
Yeah.
Or she was getting sexually assaulted.
Yeah.
Because you heard her saying, like, help, and, like, people were ignoring her and stuff. Mm-hmm. That's why that girl in her video that claims to be her best friend got a lot of heat for it.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing that video came before.
They had the Facebook Live. The only thing that I was thinking about that I like kind of debunked that theory is because when kids are around, they just act stupid. They just do like dumb things. They're like, oh, let's moan in the Facebook Live and
yo,
act stupid.
Yo, let's look some weird, yo. Yeah, like, yo, it's your mom on your phone.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, kids do dumb things like that to be like funny and they think it's funny. So if there's like a guy in the background like, like acting like he's moaning, you know what I'm saying?
Like magnifying glass.
It may seem like, I don't know, it may seem like they're just joking around. But anyway, so she wanders around the hotel.
Okay.
And then 2 hours later, they call the mom to tell her that she's missing. Because they already looked everywhere and they can't find her. So the surveillance video shows her going into the kitchen of the hotel. She goes into the freezer and that's where they found her dead body. In the freezer of the hotel kitchen.
Yeah, around 24 hours later.
21 hours later after it was reported that she was missing.
Yeah.
What I think is negligence on the hotel security. Because if you tell the hotel security someone's missing, protocol should be to look in the camera to see where was the last time the person was seen on camera. But they didn't do that. They didn't even want to release the surveillance video to the family. And the mom was like demanding to see it. So I was like, I think it's negligence from the hotel. They probably locked the door in there. I don't know if you guys, like, we work in the food industry. So the gigantic refrigerator where she got found is very common in hotels and restaurants, kitchens. So she could have pushed the door to get out. But she didn't.
There is a button, you're saying.
There's a button.
Inside the freezer. First of all, this lady, if you see the video, the girl, she's drunk. And she's stumbling. She's very drunk. She's stumbling. So she goes into, somehow, the the party's on the ninth floor of the hotel. Okay, mm-hmm. Ninth floor. Okay, somehow she made it all the way down, stumbled in the hallway, and then went to the kitchen and the freezer. Oh, okay, you think that's possible?
Think about it. Michelle doesn't agree with me. She think what
the door is probably. I think the door is heavy for the mm-hmm. freezer. Like mm-hmm. you know, I'm thinking, why is this girl wanna open this freezer door to begin with?
Because she's drunk and wandering in a hotel. I would probably open doors and look under, like find out what. Oh, the conference room. Let me go in here. Let me see this. Let me go in there. There's a video. In the video, you can see when she goes into the male's bathroom. 15 seconds later, she comes back. So she's obviously curious, wandering around because she's drunk. And then she ends up in the kitchen, opens the refrigerator door, gets locked in there, can't get out, and then freezes to death. Because the cause of death is hypothermia.
I don't believe it.
What do you think happened?
Okay. All right. If you check the video, it seems like someone's guiding her into the kitchen. And think about it. They're very... Don't give me that face. They were very hesitant to give the mom and anyone the access to the surveillance camera. Why? Oh, I'll tell you why. Because they edited it. That word bothers me. It's a lot of edited. They edited the video. Okay? You see, and I'm telling you, there's conspiracy theorists out there for this case, the Kanika Jenkins story. They break it down, and I can't really see it. I can't see it personally, like the hand, but people see the hand. What I do see is that you see her walking there, but you see closer to the freezer, it's like her body starts to become blurry. So I feel like they're blurring out whoever's luring her into.
Michelle, you can see that she walked into the freezer and then she just disappears because the camera wasn't pointing at the angle. The camera, there's no camera showing in the freezer, pointing
that direction. Okay, so... She is drunk, but she's well enough to walk all the way downstairs to the reconstructed kitchen, be okay to open the freezer door, which freezer doors are hard to open.
They're heavy,
right? So she opens it, and then what? Immediately when she goes in there, she passes out and dies?
No, the thing locks. You know,
but you also said that there's a button for it, which you can open it.
Right, so but if the light inside of the refrigerator is... off, because you can there was a switch outside of it where you can turn on and off the light in the refrigerator,
okay,
in the freezer. So maybe it's the end of the night. It's 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning at this time. The lights are gonna be off. They shut down the entire kitchen. She probably went in there, couldn't find the button. She's like drunk as hell. Now she's getting really cold. She passes out and then she dies. I think that's just what happened, and the security guards didn't do their part. It's 3 o'clock exactly, 3 o'clock in the morning again. They're like, "Oh, someone got found missing. Oh, we reported someone missing. I'm not going out there and look." They probably just stayed in their post. They didn't do what they were supposed to do. Meanwhile, she's freezing to death in there, and they could have gotten over there and saved her. So that's why the mom is suing the hotel for like $50 million, because they didn't do their part. They didn't look around. Like, first thing you do is just rewind the cameras, bro. See where was the last time she was seen.
You see, it just seems like the hotel didn't really care. Why? I'll tell you why. Another conspiracy theory. The owner of the hotel runs a human trafficking business. Oh, human organ trafficking business. Oh, harvesting. Harvesting. There's a lot of businesses that are in the black market. I'm so sorry. The harvesting organ. You know what I'm trying to say.
All her organs were found, though. Like, she was fine. Like, there was
That's what they want you to think.
That is true, though. You can't trust the Chicago Police Department. I don't know. They're sketchy over there.
Oh, no. Are they watching this?
I don't know.
You can
trust I got the mustache on, so they can tell
who Oh, I am. Yeah, word. So we can't trust you.
Yeah. But no, I don't think it was nothing to do with organs or any rape or anything like that. I just think lazy-ass security guards didn't do their job. They could have saved her, and they didn't go out there and search for her enough.
Yeah.
I just think that's what happened.
I just feel like there's a lot of cases like this when, you know, something happens to a young black girl, and we don't... It seems like America doesn't put enough effort into it, and it breaks my heart.
Yeah, because imagine if I hate to bring it to race, this particular thing, but if a freaking 12-year-old or even a 19-year-old little white girl is missing at a hotel, they shutting that shit down. No one's coming in, no one's going out. They're looking everywhere for it. You know what I'm saying? And when it came to her, they didn't even bother. You know what I mean? They didn't even put the effort. They were just like, oh, some drunk kids are just here. They'll figure it out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It kind of sucks. Yeah. But we wanted to mention some... honorary.
Some honorary. Some honorary what, Judy? I want to see what you're thinking about
here. Unsolved mysteries.
All right. We're going to do a little flash round. And see. And follow along, guys. Like, Dora the Explorer, follow along. All right. So, I'm going to start it off, Judy. Yes. I'm just going to throw some things your way. And you're going to tell me if you feel like they did it, they didn't do it. What is your answer? Okay. All right. So, we're going to start off real light. OJ.
He did it.
Oh.
He did it. Come on, guys. He did it. Sorry, black community.
You know, OJ goddamn did it.
He did it.
If the glove don't fit, he must have quit.
Yeah, but the glove apparently didn't fit because he suffered from arthritis.
Ooh.
And the lawyer didn't give him his medication. This is what I think happened. He didn't give him his medication, so his hand was swollen.
Robert Kardashian.
He was one of the lawyers. But his hand was swollen. It was like, listen, beep this. Don't take your medication. Oh, yeah. Your hand's going to get swollen.
Oh, who was the other lawyer? Hancock.
No. Oh. I'm trying to tell you my theory. He didn't take his medication. His hand got swollen. When they put the glove in his hand, it didn't fit.
Oh, because because it was too swollen.
Yeah.
Or... they made him go to a bee sanctuary. Put his hand amongst bees. Then he got stung by other hands. He's allergic to bees. His hands are swollen. And then the glove still don't fit. You like that, maybe?
Or they changed the glove.
Oh, crap.
And that's it.
Or they just changed his hand. There could be a... Okay, in conclusion, he did it. Okay, and that's it. And he's in jail now because karma is real.
I got one for you.
All right, hit me with it.
Selena.
Okay, Yolanda's bitch ass did it. We know Yolanda's bitch ass did it.
Listen, we hate Yolanda, the lady who played Yolanda in the movie, and Yolanda in real life.
Okay, well, the actor actually died, Sudie. Okay. The actor that played Yolanda died.
She died.
My dad thinks that was the person that killed Selena.
Yes.
Listen, the Latin community has not gotten over Selena's death, okay? We watch it.
We never will.
And my dad's saying, maldita, my dad's going ham on it. I'm like, Dad, she was just trying to play a character, man. So yeah, the real killer is still out there. She's in jail.
Yeah.
And then the one that played it, R.I.P., the one that got a lot of shade for playing the character, she passed away. Probably from all the trauma of all the hate from the Latin community.
Wow. All right, how about Ja Rule? You think he did it?
Ja Rule definitely did not do Fire Festival. He definitely is guilty for not doing it. Okay, we know it's your fault. And he is guilty for Murder Inc. Okay, R.I.P. Murder Inc. All right. And 50 Cent, he's definitely guilty.
Of being petty, for sure.
For being the pettiest human being alive. 50 Cent, you are guilty. Okay. What's his hashtag? Get the strap.
We're going to leave you guys on that note. If you guys want to talk about any other mysteries.
Oh, like the reason. Well, Facebook, they told me aliens, period. I didn't comment on any of my Facebook post friends. They said aliens.
Yeah.
The mystery of life and existence. Yeah. That's going to make me have anxiety. The existential crisis. Pyramids, the New World Order, Illuminati. Mm. We know you're out there. Beyonce, we see you. What else did they say? What else did I say?
It was Alien, the Pyramids.
New World Order.
Someone's life.
Amelia Earhart. But then, you know, they did find her remains a couple years ago. She was a castaway. Shout out to my girl, Amelia Earhart.
The Bermuda Triangle.
Oh, the Malaysian airplanes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then we found out that Russia did it. Trump.
I think this Russia
we're looking
did
at
it.
You.
Yeah. But it's just crazy. It can go on and on and on and on and on about so many mysteries that have not gotten
D.B.
solved.
Cooper, talk to me.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
So many. And we are going to be here to try to find them with no evidence and just our thoughts.
And no knowledge. Just opinions. So if you guys want to listen to Unsolved Crime Podcast, maybe, and like try to figure it out, maybe this isn't the one for you. But if you want to kick back, relax, and listen to us should talk, then this is exactly the podcast
you should listen to. Yes.
Thank you for tuning in, guys. We are the Power Broke Girl Detectives.
The Power Broke Detectives.
Power Broke Detectives.
And we'll see you in the next episode.
Dun, dun, dun.